try to measure your kuti.
If you go to China, you want to make your kuti, you must know. Now this is 1 meter. I measured with this one. Okay? 1 meter. So then, if we count, we count from the inner wall. Mm-hmm. Not from outside. Mm-hmm. So inner wall and counting.
Mm-hmm.
So
then
very long booty. Very long booty.
Honey, yes, you can have a good one. You are running for the trouble.
This is now 7.
А це розсуд, куди є кота?
Нет, не знаю.
Question, the dimensions could the commander give?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is too large.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
so how do they count this? Sugata vidatti?
It is one sugata by three. You have to multiply by three of normal.
Yes,
of normal.
How do those monks? This calculation is controversial. So how do the other monks say?
They invented another calculation. They call it the Thai monks. They tell now, you see, it is one instead of putting three, they put one, three.
Okay.
They make it like that.
Okay.
So now, and it becomes quite small if you do like that. It is. But the thing is now, if you make nisidana,
nisidana.
So this nisidana becomes this small. So then you can put just your knees on it. Uh-huh. Therefore, now this is the other extreme.
Oh, okay.
Maybe for the kuti will be okay. You can accord to Thai standards, maybe, because Thai monks they try to make small kutis like that. So then, but for the nisidana, it is too much. It's small, and so you can just put your knees on it. If you measure according to this measure, a bit that.
Okay.
And then that is where the contradiction comes.
根据泰国传统，他们是把那个上肢上手，那个一个上肢上手等于一又三分之一个那个普通人上手。然后如果按照那样计算的话，这个估计会大，这个比这个小很多。但是如果按照那个标准的话，你那个做距其实就会出问题，那个做距也会变得非常小，大概只能放放放眼膝盖这么大，比它笔记本电脑稍微大一点。
So, and Sugata fingers also like that. We have Sugata fingers, mm-hmm. Sugata anguli.
Mm-hmm.
According to the commentary, again, it's three fingers mm-hmm. of a normal beak.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all Sugata is three. All the Sugata units are three times the normal unit. Huh?
Yeah, Sugata finger. Mm-hmm. One Sugata finger, that means three of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Of an adult, means adult human being, which is normal size and so on, not too high, not too short.
他说一个善智的指宽也是现在中等男子的三指宽。
So now regarding the chair and bed, if we count, I suppose, there are eight Sugata fingers, no? Eight Sugata fingers which allow the height. If you count without fingers, 24. Now this 24 actually comes up to here. Means like a chair, normal chair.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit without bending your knees like that, if it is too tall. Without bending your knees too much like that. It is actually your knees almost parallel to the ground. Because the height is the normal chair which we have nowadays. It is, if you measure from here to there, it is about 24 fingers, our fingers. Which is, that looks logical, means alright, normal. It makes sense. But only that the kuti, of course, if you make according to vitati, then becomes very large, and some monks they think, wow, how a monk can do a so big kuti? For what purpose? If it is only for personal reason, only for him alone to recite inside, for what purpose to bring so big kuti? So that is why actually there is some discrepancy there.
Okay. 张老师以后我们学完巴西迪亚就是说那个关于椅子的长那个椅子的高度那个大概是八个甚至尺宽也就是说是二十公分普通人手指24个手指宽度而这个宽度也是非常合理的就是说是这当然这个宽度就是说我们腿正好可以正好可以落到地上这样宽度不需要倾斜也不需要弯曲那样高度然后如果我们以后学到但如果超过那个高度的话那个椅子腿要砍掉 然后但是这个善士单位可能就在这个固定上会显得比较大一点就这个固定可能对一个人来说有些人可能会觉得那个太大了所以在这个地方可能稍微有点争议
So therefore now according to modern standards also if a monk tries to make a kuti without a sponsor without a sponsor without any support from lay people in order to find so much material to build this kind of large kuti. So it is not an easy task, not easy, even modern terms. And because you have to have a good roof, how to make the roof. If, for example, wind comes, you have to have very well it's called supported pillars and well supported roof. So the kuti won't collapse because if you see this dimension from there to there, you know, to make a roof, it is quite difficult task. And without supporters.
我说那就是从现在的观点来看的话，就是如果没有人赞助的话，就尽靠自己力量去求去造一个比这个还要大的屋顶的话，那是非常困难的。 比方说你怎样去造那个屋顶，然后怎样一个人去造那个屋顶，然后怎样造那个柱子去支撑那个屋顶，这都是非常麻烦的。
So then, therefore, if you try to make a kuti for yourself, try to make it as economic as possible. So then,
所以说大家如果准备给自己做kuti的话，尽量做的经济一些。
Now, regarding the other conditions which his rule gives, it is not only making the kuti, but he should invite monks, okay? Invite monks to oversee, to oversee this kuti.
他说这个他那个他这那个这张先生开始解释那个一货度托第71页，第四自然段。 应带领朱比不只是建立，就是说他除了那个他那个这个地方建立，就是他那个要建的固定那个地方，但是他建的固定地方应该那个带各位比库去看一下，而不是那个不是各位，不是所有比库，就是就可以是所有比库，也可以是选择几个比库去看那个建筑的地方。
So in order to do so, that monk who wants to make a kuti, he has first before starting making a kuti.、
Mm-hmm.
So he has to clean all the area which the kuti should occupy.、
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to approach the Sangha、
mm-hmm.
and ask three times. And then all monks or part of the monks,、
mm-hmm.
okay, at least two or three monks who are authorized,、
mm-hmm.
They should go and supervise the place and make a vatu desana. And I will explain what the vatu desana means.
这个地方呢，它那个，那个这将来我那个这话重复一遍，就是它是你要带领那个朱比库去指示那个建立之前，首先要把那个想建到过的地方给清理干净之后呢，然后再加上呢，说一个干嘛文，那个祈求的干嘛文，然后这个干嘛文在那个绿藏里面，然后或者是带领圣贤僧，或者是带领僧指定两三个人，去做这个指示建立，然后在那个戒条大观里面就称为宅邸受事，因为在那个那个绿藏里面才发现宅邸受事。
Now vatu desana means they say have to declare this vatu.The ground,、
mm-hmm.
the site,、
mm-hmm.
the site is valid.、
Mm-hmm.
So then, how to find whether it is valid or not,、
mm-hmm.
we'll explain it.
这个宅邸说是就是这三指定这些人呢，就是给那个说明这个建固地的地方是有效的。然后我们下面开始解释为什么是怎样判断的是不是有效的。
Before going to that, now in Vinaya notes, it says, at least in English one, invite the whole Sangha present if possible. And if not, competent monks who know about the four conditions probably should visit the site. Now this if not, that means it gives an alternative. It means either you invite the Sangha, and if you can't do that, then competent monks should visit the place. This is...somehow wrong, because according to the Kankavacharani, according to the Pali text also.
What is wrong?
Huh?
What is wrong?
It's called, invite the whole Sangha present if possible.
Mm-hmm.
If not,
mm-hmm.
if you can't invite the Sangha,
mm-hmm.
then competent monks who know the four conditions should visit the site.
This is correct, no?
This is wrong.
What is wrong? Why
because,
is
it's called,That means if you can't invite the Sangha, then you have fallen.
Yes.
You have to do both. Both has to be done.
But the Kankavacharani didn't say like that.、
Huh? Yeah, it says. I guess it. Now, Bhikkhu Apinidaba Vatu Desana.
Yes,
this part here.
Let me check.
I guess it. Yasmin Padese, in whatever site, Kutinkari to come on wants to make Sikuti, Tan Sotitva, one should clean this, clear it.、
Mm-hmm.
Padabhajani means vipanga, utana yeneva, according to the method which is called padabhajani. Sangha tikatun yajitva. One should ask the Sangha three times.
Sabeva.
Sabeva. Sangha pariyapana sangyenava.
Yes.
All monks or two or three monks who are appointed.
Yes, this is the case, no? Or. It's not must. It's or. Optional. You can invite the whole Sangha. Or you can.
The whole Sangha or two or three monks.
Yes.
But here it says, like you see,if possible, invite the whole Sangha present if possible.
And if not, kind of same, no?
And if not, competent monks.
Yeah, same.
Because if it is not possible, but it is misleading, because now it shows like as if there are two conditions there. Either you go invite the whole Sangha, or if you can't do that, invite the Sangha. If you can't the Sangha, then only...competent monks.
Yes, competent monks. Authorized.
Who know about the four conditions?
Yes.
They should go there.
Yes.
Authorized. But it's leaving Muslim because you, it is as if you get skip invite the whole Sangha. You can skip invite Sangha. You can go only take 2 to 3 months and tell them to go and to visit the place.
But in order to get these 2-3 months authorized by Sangha, still you have to go to Sangha, no?
Yeah, but this, the way it says here, it is if you can, you don't need to go to the Sangha.
Okay.
If you like, if you're not possible, you don't need to go to the Sangha.
Okay.
You can go only take 2-3 months and do that.
Okay.
It will be misleading.
Okay.
Right? Okay, you can tell him this is the Kankavatirin's explanation, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
But both have to be done. You have to go to invite the whole Sangha, Minse,
mm-hmm.
to Minse? No, no.
Not invite.
To ask.
To ask.
To ask the whole Sangha
yes.
to come mm-hmm. to visit that place.
Mm-hmm.
And if not possible, the whole Sangha, then at least 2-3 monks who have been authorized by the Sangha should go and visit the place.
This is my translation, so I think this is exactly my translation.
He's more clear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, in Vinaya note, it's not very clear.
Well, I mean, in my translation is fine. I think.
Your translation?
But my translation of the Vinaya notes.
Ah, Vinaya notes?
Yeah, because they're reading the Chinese version of the Vinaya notes.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, you can explain what is the procedure, no?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
就是不管你最后那个就是说那个请是请整个僧团去还是请是请僧团指定两三个比过去，你必须那个先通知整个僧团，并且邀请整个僧团去。如果僧团如果整个僧团去不了的话，他可以支派两三个比过。但是你有义务首先做出通知和邀请。So
now, in order to declare this site as valid, these monks, they should order the places anarambha, without dangers.
Mm-hmm.
And sapparikamanan, it should have a kind of corridor around the kuti.
Yes.
So then one can go around.
Mm-hmm.
First, we explain what means anarambha, without danger.
然后这个地方如果要是称为是如法的有效的话，它必须满足两个条件，一个是无侵害，一个是有环绕空间。然后下面解释什么叫无侵害。
Now, without danger means there are no fields. Fields around when the monk is called can't be disturbed by people who come and go farming. It can be free from destruction of other creatures. Termites, ants, rats, snakes, wild animals and so forth.
Yes, yes.
Or dangers from these animals. So if it is it should be far from slaughterhouses, cemeteries, and pleasure parks, and meeting places for people to come and meet there. And it's like roads and crossroads and places where thieves hide, etc.
而这个地方在大地在大地上可能这里还是大概那个无难处，但有比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比
yogurt, yogurt around the kuti, there may be so much space so that a yogurt can go around. A cart, or ox can go around, or a person with a ladder, as called, can go all around the kuti.
然后这个地方呢有环绕空间，然后在那个这里好像当然发现有行处。这个意思是说，一个牛一辆牛车或者一个带着妻子的人可以绕行故地一圈。然后如果这周这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
trees close to the kuti, which can actually trees are got Randukuti, and grass, mm-hmm. and so Randukuti, mm-hmm. which can cause animals to climb on trees and so forth, and get, for the monk to get disturbed, mm-hmm. or whatever reason. Especially grass, who actually, as soon as one steps out of the guti, there's grass. Mm-hmm. One can't see whether there are snakes or other, mm-hmm. other creatures. Mm-hmm.
然后那个草要是离固地太近的话，那个你一出门看见草，你可能看不见周围有没有蛇。
So then, okay. But right, now we have to go to see the 14 ways mm-hmm. how this rule can be analyzed. Alright, that is, the Nidana is in the city of Alavi, mm-hmm. somewhere in India. Alavi, can be, I don't know, I remember.
Alavi,
maybe
yes.
Maybe between Savati and Benares, mm-hmm. somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm. 张老师说那个这些地方那个阿拉维城，然后这个阿拉维城那个位置大概是在那个舍卫城跟那个巴拉纳西之间。
So then, and the Buga has also many monks who their names are not mentioned. Mm-hmm. So then, and what they did is they built the kuti by asking for materials.
Mm-hmm.
It's wood and sand and bricks and I don't know what, plaster.
Mm-hmm. 然后事实这些阿拉皮这些这些就是他们向那个居士索要那个砖块沙子等各种材料自己造固定。Alright,
and this is asadharana panyati means not common with bhikkhunis.
这个地方不共事实是指是那个你说那个对 bhikkhuni 来说没有这条街。
Okay, and panyati you don't have here additional formulation.
这条街没有提示是。
And can be sanatika. Anat means with by ordering. Mm-hmm. I call other people do this, do that.
然后命令者的话就是说，这些是可以通过那个命令他人把自己做来犯。好，一。
Apati. Now the apati offenses, mm-hmm. we have here again three kinds of offenses, Sangati Sesa, Tulacha and Dukata. So now here the Dukata, the Kanga Vijayani explains how first the Dukata is accused and after how the Sangati Sesa. Now, if a bhikkhu thinks I will make a kuti without having to go to the sangha
mm-hmm.
and inform them,
mm-hmm.
so that they should come and supervise it,
mm-hmm.
and I will also exceed the measurements.
Mm-hmm.
So then, by thinking like that, and if he goes to find some help from the forest, he goes to the village. Every effort he does, it is dukkata. If he has this kind of intention.
然后一个比库想的就是说我想自己信仰过去，然后我也不想让僧团来监督我，不想让僧团。然后我也不想遵守那个僧那个，而且这里边规定这个尺寸。然后他以这样的动机那个还那个开始那个，就往他以这样的动机那个还那个开始那个，就往他以这样的动机往外走，然后寻求帮助开始。一切所做的努力，都是梵哥做的。
Now, if the monk starts making it and is going to finish before finishing, if he thinks that now with two lumps of plaster, I am able to finish it, that's called the time he puts the first plaster. That's called the first plastering. It is called a pinda. Means the pinda is like. A ball of plaster.
Uh-huh,
yes. A ball of plaster. He puts the first ball of plaster, it is Tulacheya. And when he puts the second, it is Tulacheya. Sangati says. Sangati says. Okay, we'll explain, but there are also some other things, because I can't cover all the things like this. We can tell you how it's Tulacheya. Okay. First, in the the first ball of plastic tulacha.
Okay.
The second ball of plaster. Then, and that kuti happens to be both ways, adesita vatuka, not declared by bhikkhus, and exceeds also the measurements. It is one sangati.
It's two sangati. If it is both.
Eko sangati. Eko sangati.
No, that is.
Tre dukatan and two dukatas.
So this is either
yes, I told. It's called, you say, either it is.
Oh, you say either.
Sabaduka or Pramana.
Okay. It's,
and this one Sangha, this is.
Not
two Dukatas.
Not both. Or, no? Or. It is only this one or only this one.
Ate Sabaduka Pramana.
Because if you see.
It is or, okay. Ate Sabaduka or.
Oh, yes.
Ate Sabaduka. But it is two Dukatas.
Yes, it is two
Dukatas. Because actually are both.
Bente, you can check.
This is Dukatas or Pramana.
So Bente, you can check later the explanation. Ubaya vipanana, dui sangati says.
Ubaya vipanana, adve sangati.
Yes.
Ubaya vipanana. Okay, that is okay. Sangati says it is because adhyasati kadava, pramana
dikat. Yes.
Okay, so one sangati says, okay.
如果说他这个故地在这两个他里边就是未经指示尺寸过量这两个，他说如果指犯了一条的话，然后当他突然到手第一条的时候，他就犯一个三餐和两个恶作。但是如果说他这个故地是既未经指示也尺寸过量的话，就是他即使没有经过僧团允许，然后他尺寸又过量的话。
那犯是两个三的两个恶作。
So he is asking what is one lump? One lump means one handful or something.
Yes, you can whatever you can hold with your hand now by plastering. If you move the plastering, whatever you can take with your hand.
他说你能使。
It is a handful of plaster. And this handful or yetzer binder, which can be small, can be big, it depends.
Okay.
Because the last one usually can be a small area, which you know, okay, this small area only I have to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
The measure is called the size
mm-hmm.
is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
But you know now this is one, and then the next is the last one.
Mm-hmm. 而这个大小其实不一定的，因为你那个你实际你实际你实际那个造那工具的时候，你可能自己有剩两块，可能这两块是跟已经非常小的，前面那是大的，这两块可能非常小，也可能一团大一团小，也可能两个都是大的，这个大小是不一定的，但关键是你是用手去捏碎就抓两把出来，然后涂上去，这个意思。Okay,
now if it is Adesita Abatuka and Pamanatika on the both, there are two Sangatises and two Dugatas. Now, if he tries to put plaster around the door,
mm-hmm.
or around the window,
mm-hmm.
and that plaster does not stick,
mm-hmm.
and it falls, still he has not committed an offense, I mean, tulachaya or dukatas and so on. Because there are two last balls of plaster, no?
Mm-hmm.
Still rakati, means he is still safe, on the safe.
So he tries to...
Nakati means it does not stick.
Uh-huh.
It's called the plaster does not stick.
Uh-huh.
It is still, he is still on the safe side.
Okay. So stick on
it does not see because now no near the door
mm-hmm.
Somehow near the windows
mm-hmm.
it is maybe it is the wood no because
mm-hmm.
you put the wood
mm-hmm.
and there is a wall
uh-huh.
if you stick it sometimes if it goes too much towards the wood mm-hmm. it falls
yes
so then therefore now but it says if you try again it sticks somehow
mm-hmm.
and then you succeed to stick it then it's
okay. 比方说是那个 最后是把那个门或者窗那个墙粘上去的时候，因为这个材料不一样嘛，一个是木头，一个是泥，然后你要试把那个最后粘上去，如果说那个粘上去，然后那个土就掉下来了，从缝里边掉下来了，这个不算自残，但是如果你最后成功的把这个土粘上去，是这个门把这个门窗给蹦紧了，那这就是那个自残。
So then, so by the patama dina lagana zali, roti tati. It says that, I don't know what it is, that if he tries to do so, and he can, by one plaster,
mm-hmm.
he can succeed to make it firm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it is by the first effort itself, it is sangha disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, how to translate this? I don't know, you can see the Chinese translation?
The Chinese,
Kanka Vidaran?
Kanka Vidaran, Chinese translation said that if this... things are still remain there. It means the door and window are still remaining there. And you put only the first lump of plaster, and the second lump of plaster always remains there. It means unplastered. So that means the first lump of plaster is enough. So on such occasions, when you finish the first lump of plaster, you already committed to Sangha Disita, like that.
Okay.
Same.
Okay, something like that.
Okay.
So then, now regarding the Saharamba with dangers, okay, just by having only a dangerous, what's called sight, it is dukkata. In the same way, if it is not a corridor around, dukkati is again dukkata.
Oh, 你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来你本来 如果你没有满足无侵害，就是如果你有侵害的话，就犯恶作。如果没有准备还上婚姻的话，也是犯恶作。
So these are the offenses of sangha disciple, dulacha, and dukkata. So now regarding the anapati, non-offense cases are if the kuti is half made and he gives it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
He tells another bhikkhu, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no offense.
他是如果是这个固体，他那个做了一半，然后他把这个固体送给别人了，说你接见这个固体，然后你接见完后你来住，那这样的话是无罪的。
So then, if he, if the woman someone got to have been done such.Right. If he breaks it by making it's called that ground,
mm-hmm.
to make it level.
Mm-hmm.
Bhumin Samangatva Bidandasa. What is it called? He makes the ground level by breaking it, by breaking the kuti, by destroying the kuti.
Mm-hmm.Bhumin samangatva. So after he leveled down this ground, and then he break down the ground, no?
The brain. Bhumin samangatva bidandas. What is it? To break the kuti or the ground?
No, let me see. First, he makes these things even. Bhumin, this is samangatva. He make the ground even. Then,Bindantas. Bindant means...
To break. What to break?
Yes, the ground, no? Or the kuti.
He breaks the kuti. Actually, he destroys the kuti.
Destroy the kuti?
Yes, it is. He destroys the kuti by making all the ground level.
Okay.
You see the meaning.
How about the other one? How about the first one? Let me see.
Dipakatangunya is that.
So that means, this kuti is...Half done.
Half made.
Half made and transferred.
Somebody else. That is an offense.
No, but this translation said, this kuti is half done and is transferred to him.
Transferred to him?
Yes, because it's given to him. Not give to other, but given.
No.
Not given.
Vipakatan kuti, what he has already made, half made. Anyase.
Anyase.
To another, dadado, gives to somebody else. He also,
This is
wrong. This is all mixed up. This is wrong. Now this is one case up to here.
Yes.
So then half kuti he makes, he gives to somebody else.
Okay.
There is no problem.
Okay.
Because he, okay, Because he has made it half, no?
Okay.
He doesn't want it for himself anymore.
Okay.
There is no offense.
So this is dating.
Samagadva Pindanda, sir.
Okay.
If he makes, the breaks the kuti, mm-hmm. breaks down the kuti. Mm-hmm. It is in half kuti, he okay. breaks it down and levels the ground. So nobody can see that it was a kuti there.
Okay, this I understand. So the point is actually this anyasa is dative, not what's called, it's two others, not from others.
Yes,
this
two others.
Okay, two others. This is
dative case.
Dative, okay. 然后这个地方他那个因为刚才张老师好像这个翻译有点问题他那个第一是他那个一惑度托第七十二页那个翻译他说是他人给予幼儿园生小孩不是他人给予而是给予他人是给予他人然后第二条那个将地整平后而破坏者他是这个意思他是说是通过 破坏这个屋顶，然后把这个地给弄平了，也就是说你把这个屋顶完全破坏掉，就是你先把屋顶建起来，然后但是这个屋顶完全给破坏，就是可能还没建完，然后但是把屋顶完全给破坏了，然后让把这个地弄平，然后就不留下任何痕迹了，这样是不对的。
The translation is wrong.
It's wrong.
So then, and then we have another case for anapatitis. If he makes a lena, lena means a rock cave, mm-hmm. rock cave, mm-hmm. which is he puts only a wall in front of the cave.
Uh-huh.
So no problem. However large that cave is, maybe this big room, mm-hmm. he just put a small wall in front of the kuti, mm-hmm. of the rock. Mm-hmm. No problem. He does not need to call the whole sangha. He does not make a vatu desana and so forth. Mm-hmm. And he does not need to have a corridor around all these things.
Okay. 不需要这里说事，就是不需要通知正常，也没有任何尺寸限制，然后也不需要留任何法律空间，没有任何限制。Interesting,
no?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So he go to the rock cave, no problem. So Leno Guha. And caves also. Like a cave, if he cleans a cave and so forth, make some other repairs inside the cave, all these things, he does not need to call a sangha as well. Mm-hmm. Tina kuti, okay. Kuti made of grass, mm-hmm. of leaves, mm-hmm. and or kuti pana, which is a roof made of grass or of leaves. Mm-hmm. All this do not involve any offense.
而那个小草房还有那个用叶子当屋顶那种房子的话，也是不犯。
If he makes a kuti for somebody else to go and recite in it, mm-hmm. no offense.
如果建kuti是为了他人居住而建造的话，也是无罪的。
So then, if he makes a opposite hole mm-hmm. or other holes.
如果他是为了建造那个。
which are, these halls are not supposed to, for residents, are supposed for meetings or like that. So all these halls do not entail any offense.
他说这造的这种堂不是为了居住而建造，然后这顶是为是为其他一些功能，比方说那个开会也干嘛，这样这样的功能的话，那是无罪的。Okay.
Now the rest is easy to understand.
好像是说东西，那 he's asking what is the meaning of guha.
Guha, it is a cave.
Cave
itself, which is now the difference between rock cave uh-huh. and guha. It is that rock caves, lena, uh-huh. are not. It's like a overlapping rock like that. It's overlapping rock. Okay. Now, here's a rock, uh-huh. and this hangs like that, no? The rock. Uh-huh. So now, here it is, everything is rock, okay? It's not much. Uh-huh. This is called, you can go underneath, sit. Uh-huh. Like this here. Like that, you can sit underneath. Uh-huh. Alright. So you can meditate, uh-huh. but if rain comes, uh-huh. oh, you can wait.
Yes.
So what you do it is, you try to put a wall here. Uh-huh. Put a door like that, and then no rain. You can make a cave. Okay, so that is, if you want to make a cave, you have to make it actually to make some construction yourself to put a wall in front so that not to get wind and what's called insects and rain coming in. All right, and usually after making the wall, they cut this here. They make a cutting. So that the water which runs from here, so it goes like that. No?
Oh yes.
So everything gets wet inside. Uh-huh. In order to prevent that, uh-huh. they make a certain cuttings, uh-huh. and it looks like that. No? From the front, uh-huh. let's see, the rock is like that. So now, see, they try to break the rock. Okay, so that it is a kind of, let's see, now the thing is that they break this, what's called, and they make a hollow inside, alright, so that if the water falls, break all these things here.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
They remove this. Uh-huh. Not much, about this much. Uh-huh. They have to break it so that if the water falls, okay, this is depressed now.
Oh, yes.
The water falls, it will go straight down.
Oh, yes, I understand.
And stay straight down. It will not touch the rock.
So,
yeah,
we can just
draw
it right.
Yeah. So
they
break it.
They break it.
just again put a bit more troops. This for me is much better. Again, these distinct. You can see that.
Okay.
张老师说：“那个，你看那个，第一种就是他翻译那个洞窟，大概是这样的形状，就是，他翻译的那个他翻译成洞穴的时候，第一种他翻译成洞穴是吧？他第一种他所谓洞穴，张老师形容是大概是这样的。你看这块都是岩石，这么一个大石头，大石头往里边凹出这么一块，凹出一块呢，那么你当然你就可以坐在这边那个打坐了。如果平时没有什么雨的话，你坐在这没问题。”但是下雨天的话，这个雨会从这个地方就是那么那个重新把你淋湿，对不对？所以说，就像这种固定，你必须要造一个墙上去，造一个墙把这个地方给堵住，然后这个地方你可以再造一个门，这样的话这雨进不来。但是有一个问题，就是说，这个雨它虽然说这样就不会进，但是上面滴下来的雨它可以这样顺着流进去，所以他们一般他们这个地方上面会把这个石头给这样切一下，切出一个角来，切出角的话，它这个雨是这样。直着流下去，不会顺着这个石头里面那个圆流下去，这样这里边就不会那么潮。这是第一种他说的那个洞穴，然后第二种他说那个屋其实也是一种洞穴，不是屋的意思。然后专门给大家解释。The second thing,
古哈 you can see. 古哈 it is a natural cave. 古哈 you have kind of, again it can be rock, it can be let me see in soil. So let me see it was like that.So then, in Guha, let me see. There is opening. Let me see a certain opening here.
So it's kind of?
It can be big one, it's like that. So then, ask for here, the opening is small. We can actually put a book like that. And then, suddenly it opens.Okay, it is, it's called. Therefore now, it's called the area inside is quite big. It's not like that. It stops suddenly. You can go inside very deep sometimes. It's called, it can be all like that. This kind of formation. Therefore the soil will be removed. The opening is small.
第二种实际上是一种洞，所以我觉得第一种最好翻译成窟，然后第二种翻译成洞。洞就是你看它那个是这是一个大石头，然后这个地方那个洞的入口，然后你可以顺着这个洞一块进去。和这种形状是不一样的，这是第一种，这是第二种。第一种就是它那个翻译洞穴，第二种它翻译的屋那个屋是不对的，然后说这是洞。
No rain is coming in. There is no way for rain to come in.
反正像这种你不用刻意造个什么墙，它那个雨是不会进来的，因为里边很深。不是不是，它是第一个其实应该翻译成窟，第二个它应该翻译成洞，然后关键它第二个翻错了，第二个翻译成
第二个把它成屋了。
对，屋是屋地本身就是屋。
Okay, now the rest is easy. Now sila vipatti and how is called?This is all like Sancharita, the Samuttana. Sancharita Samuttana means?
A sixth kind of Samuttanas.
Sancharita. Ah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All six. Okay, this can be done by body and mind and speech and mind, because you can command others, no? You can command, do it for me.And kaya vachichita all together, 5 6.
Vachichita.
Now regarding the, let me see, kutigara, this is also achitaka. Okay, achitaka, yes, if one does not know that has exceeded the measurements, that's called, then one falls into offense.
Oh, okay.
这条线呢，它很，它是那个260逻辑，就是说那个和像做每天条件是一样的，就是它可以通过那个深引力等级，可以通过引力等级，也可以通过深引力等级。然后它那个石块子接石块，然后这条件是无心界，就是说你比方说你这个尺寸你不知道它已经过量了，然后所以你造这个固定，那这也犯界。
So the rest is easy to understand, so we don't need to repeat.
其他的都反正都很容易理解。
You know, we finish this rule. If there are no questions, you can ask.
我们这第六条线我们讲完了，第六条三个地带我们讲完了，大家有什么关于这条线大家有什么问题可以问一下。
我问一下，说来说去现在就是个长跟宽，高有无限
次。So he's asking that.So now the limit of measurement is only about length and width. So is there any limitation about height?
Height?
Yes.
So then the height, it is no limit. You can put to the sky.
你问一下，分别是不是两层、三层都
可以？ Ask you two layers or three layers.
Two floors or three floors?
No, because it is layers and so forth means different quality.、Yeah.
Only one floor
you make. If you make, for example, there is people they might have made one floor,、mm-hmm. very large floor, and then you want to make a quality upon the floor.、Mm-hmm. If you exceed the measurements, it's called sangadhi.
就是说只能一层。
不是，
高度没有。
不是，你可以垫第二层，第二层是另外一个固定。
第二
层另外一个。
对，第二层就认为是另外一个固定了，就等于是你第二层是怎么建？你第二层在第一层上建，第一层是一个固定了，第一层它已经封死了，就是一个固定。第二层第一层再建一个，那就是另外一个固定。
同一个女顾客拥有两个固定，谁有谁？我在问问题，能不能把我的问题给解决了？你再碰到我的问题。把我思路都打乱了。
OK。
问的话就是说，只有一层，
嗯，
只能建一层，高度没有限制。
他没说只能建一层，你可以建两层，但
是对我来说
啊，
他不说嘛，
嗯，
就只能一层，第二层、第三层是别的固体，那对我来说只能住一个固体。
So he's asking that is it possible for him to build three floors? That means he has three quotas. Is it possible? Is it allowable?
Yeah.You can, but I mean, if you don't exceed the measurements,、
uh-huh.
No problem. If you invite the Sangha,、
uh-huh.
No problem.
Three kutis, four kutis, no problem.、没问题。但是你不能，但是你还是要那个请僧团过来进行宅邸收拾，你还是不能超过那个合适尺寸。然后你想建多少层，那都是你的事。
想建多少层都可以。
对、啊。
Not only as called one upon another, can you as called separate from one? You can fit one on the ground.
对，在别墅，在别墅，你建多少屋顶，那都没有建。
就像别墅类型的两层、三层都可以。
别墅
大小就是九啊五点，
对对对，
但尺寸在这里面就像别墅一样的，
对，一层往，对，都往上建。然后甚至他说，甚至不仅仅是那样，你在别的地方再造一个屋顶，在别人再造一个屋顶，那都无所谓。
我知道这是僧团只要同意就可以。
对，这个地方僧团也就是你造第二屋顶也要僧团同意，第三层也
就是说双层三层都可以，只要他同意就可以。
对，
没有限制
。
好的，还有一个问题啊，如果你回国了，你要造这个东西的话，你要通知僧团过去啊。
你是自己造，你没有赞助吗？你没有其他任何居士赞助你是吗？
对，如果是自己造的话，这种情况出现的话，在国外你还要通知这里的僧团一起过去吗？
你不一定找这里的僧团吧，我可以帮你问一下。So he is asking that, so if he went back to China, so and he want to make his own kuti. So he said that is it necessary to invite the sangha here?To go to China to supervise?
Yes, you have to.Invite them, supply the air tickets, everything.
他说你应该邀请他们，并且应该给他提供机票。
就说一定要做这个动作，不做一三个必须三个。
So he's asking if he don't do these things, then he will find the Sangha disease of him.
Yes, these are intels, no? You see, because it says if he exceeds the measurements and he does not invite the Sangha,
mm-hmm.
so So then it is, if he does both, mm-hmm. it is two sangha
不是说不像其他的戒是六个要素要全部起到，他你在其他戒里面没听说过犯两个三个戒的，他这个说法，就这条。对，就这条是。对，你六个持六个里面的话，除了为别人而建，不犯的话，其他弄一个像非如量跟未经生产许可这两个其中一个犯了，你就是三个戒。对，这两个其中一个犯不上。哦，这个门讨厌了，这个就是说你在国外的话，一定要是别人供养你才算。
才算是理想的，不然你自己造的话，你这个很麻烦。对，生产单方我们不，他可能只派两三个人过来，他一般不会说，肯定他会派两三人，那你一个就这两个。我自己这已经是经费已经是没有了。啊，那你，这个我知道了，就是说肯定三个地协杀不通知生产的话。
嗯。
还有就前面不是说我造固体嘛，我为别人去造对吧？
嗯。
不犯对吧？嗯。这个是。 我怕以后会不会有人这样，就是说我给你说好，哎，你帮我造一个大的，我帮你造一个大的。嗯。你明白吧？我明白，我明白，我明白。自己造，就是我明白你说意思。这个会说会说对方是商人法的一样，会帮我帮你问。So
he's asking that, so you can build a kuri for others. You can build a kuri for other monks, not for others. So if there's a previous agreement between two monks, okay, you can build a goodie for me, I will build a goodie for you, like that. So what will happen?
So big.
It is because it's for me, no?
Uh-huh.
You build for me. Therefore, you command. It is sanatika. This rule is sanatika. Means you command another monk, that's called build for me. This is as called, in that case, one sangha this is.
相当于命令，相当于命令。如果是两个人，就说也不要说很明显的，就说啊，我需要一个固定，另外一个说啊，我也需要固定，就说很模糊的说。所以说，if one monk said I need a固定，so the other one said I also need a固定, so one monk started building the固定for another monk, and then the other monk also said that he also started building the固定for the other monk. So what do we have?
Okay, because they did not command each other, did not ask, no?
Uh-huh.
If you don't ask, uh-huh. and somebody comes, builds the kuti by himself,
uh-huh.
you do not give any hint,
uh-huh.
and so forth, then of course, it's an offense.
Oh.
对,如果说没有命令,你也没给人暗示的话,就没问题。
But this is your luck, if you have luck, if you are lucky, if you're not.
中国人就礼尚往来，你不照着造嘛，造了很大一个工地，按说那送给你了，另外人说哦，不行不行，我要帮你查的，没大家都没有说好，也没有暗示，没什么的，是吧？潜规则，对，还有他还有三个，我想问一下，let me see，would you not put the anchors, the anchors, 比如说我做土地吧，我现在就上面要，那我上面呢，那个在做的时候呢，那先上面呢就是那什么，是吧？那么我那个没有要求，八天后是没有要求啊，是这样的要求，那个要求他那个在这个工地拿做那个那个洗衣服，没有对这个工地呢这个厂子来进行看。那么在这个他这个工地做的时间比较长。
So he's asking that now he's a summoner and he's a summoner now. And now he's making a kuri for himself. And those requirements required by this person is not fulfilled. Suppose it is not fulfilled on such occasion. But this construction work lasted for a very, very long time. And during this during the time that this construction work is still going on, he became a bhikkhu. So after he became a bhikkhu, this kuti is finished, and those requirements are not fulfilled. So on such occasion, will he fall into any offense or not?
Yes, he falls because it is like it's a half-made kuti.
Half-made kuti.
You start. When the kuti is already half made, mm-hmm. this becomes a kuti, becomes a bhikkhu.
Uh-huh.
And then he completes it. Uh-huh. He completes it, which is exceeding the measurements.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't want the sangha. Uh-huh. So then he wants the sangha.
This
So we forgot to tell this angas of the factors. Now regarding the factors, it should be kuti, which is plastered, number one.
这条界的第一个要素就是说它的那个
It should exceed the least measurement means or
least measurement of a kuti.
Yeah, the least which is according to the measurements, it should exceed the measurement, the prescribed measurement.
Prescribed measurements of a kuti. So how
how this would is like 12 by 7 sukata vidatis.
No, that is the maximum measurement.
It exceeds.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I think this is... Are you looking
at... Hettima pamana sambhava.
Hettima pamana sambhava. Okay, how about this one? Pamana atikankata.
Yes, this is the thing, no?
Yes.
Pamana sambhava. Hettima pamana sambhava.
So the second one actually means the smallest size of a kuti, at least.
Right. Because we forgot to tell this. Now you see, there is also the least
size of a kuti.
Size of a kuti. No?
Yes,
we
yes.
forgot to tell this because yes. There was. I want to mention this. I jumped.
Okay.
Okay. There is.
Right.
Okay. We have to mention it now, no?
Okay.
Because Hettima Sambhavana is called, there is a kuti which is smaller than normal.
Uh-huh.
It is again, I call, a monk should not do that. It is again Sangatise if he does like it.
Sangatise?
It is apati.
It is apati, but
we'll explain this, yes.
It's not necessarily Sangatise, no? If it is smaller than the normal size of kuti.
It is anga, is this anga for offense?
Anga for offense, but not.
Let me see. To see, it was on.
然后那个第一个要素是容易理解，就是说它那个，这固定不一定必须涂抹的，或必须要是内部涂抹，或者外部涂抹，或者内外都涂抹。然后下面解释第二条，那个有达到最小圈。Let me see.
Hettima pamana is No, it said something different, no?
What it says?
It says about the kuti,
uh-huh.
which you can't, for example, turn the bed left and right. So if you put it one side, it can stay one side. You can't turn it inside the kuti. You can't turn the bed. That kuti is so small, so then it can't be regarded as a kuti. Therefore, one can beat this small kuti without falling into offense.
Yes, yes. This is what I'm trying to tell us.
But what means Hettima pamana?
Means in order to
how they translated it?
This translation is that reached the smallest measurement which means which the smallest measurement of the Kuti.
What is the smallest measurement?
It didn't say what is the smallest measurement. This is also what I want to ask you.
Those days also I came across this problem. I could not find, I can't remember when I found an answer for that. But it says here 7 or 8 factors, no?
Yes.
Six or seven factors. Okay, let it be. I can here even maximum measurement. Exceeding measurement.
No, this is wrong. This is exceeding wrong. Measurement is very, very vague translation, I think.
All right, okay. Then we can leave this. We can go to the second factor.
Okay.
Adesita Vatuka, which is a kuti, which is not declared by the monks.
Okay. 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 但是比方说建固力这个地它没有经过三三指示。So
then and if it exceeds the measurements, okay, pamana dikanda.
然后第四个要素是超过规定尺寸，这个地方规定尺寸就是指那个十二乘以七，是那个。
If it is intended for oneself, adu desikata. So vasakarata, it is intended for residing, not just for any other purpose. And given the last bowl of plaster, that is for lepakata, it's called, and plastering it.
然后最后那个涂抹就是粘稠的过程已经完成了，就是最后一捧粘土已经被粘上去了。Even
the last lump of plaster, okay. That is Sangharisis. All right.
So he wants to ask a question, he said.
Okay.
应该是里边尺寸，我可以帮你问一下。 So he is asking that this 12 times 7 is the internal measurement of the kuti or external?
Internal.
里边尺寸。就是说里面最长和最宽。不管，它是里面尺寸。里面尺寸。就是说，只要在里面，你们哪怕建一个任何形状。 So he's asking about shapes. So yes. For example, it's not rectangle, it's some other kind of shape. What to do?
He knows very well geometry, no? Geometry. Triangle.
So he's
maybe round. If it is round,
so he's asking that. So for example, if it is of other shape, so if it's so I want to draw a picture of what we
want.
This is easy to understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you want to say is that so now this is the
maximum.
So he said that within this range, he can build like this, or like this, or like this, or any shape, or like this.
Yeah, I understand. But. We have to take the because we measure the length, no? The length and the width. Okay. Put triangle, right?
Okay, triangle.
Okay, triangle. Okay, let's see. Now, this is the width. Okay, if this happened to be 7, okay, and from here 12, we take this measurement. We don't take this one.
Okay.
Right?
So he said.
And then another bit. Now, you see, if it is round. Okay?
Diameter.
We take diameters.
Okay.
This in this. This is 12, this is 7.
Okay.
So then
again, you can actually fall into offense. In Pali is called, it is Digaso, interior.
Okay.
That's called, how much in length, how much across, means width. Therefore, there is no escape.
如果三角形的话，你那个这个地方是十，这个地方是15，这个地方超过12或者这个地方超过7，就不行。而如果是圆角的话，或者椭圆角的话，就没说减成椭圆角。椭圆角，那你那个长的那个直径，那个不能超过12，短的直径不能超过7。第七条。
第七条，就是它尺寸跟第二条非过量的差距。对，我就刚才说的，它那个不是非过量，它是那个就是它，你是因为看那个异惑度脱，你看异惑度脱有明白了？异惑度脱那个是它是异惑度脱第二个要素和第五个要素，第二个要素就是有达到那个最小质量，最小质量就是说这个东西最起码得称为是一个固体，就是说不能比那个还要小。 然后这次假设呢，多少是以后不帮你查一下。然后最后超过尺量了，就是说你要那个范森它的一种情况是超过尺量，就是说是超过那个12乘以7。然后但是有一个情况，就比方说你可能你没有超过尺量，但是你没有经过这个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 So he's asking that after the Bhattudhyasana, he can build as many followers as he wish. It's not necessary, for example, for him start the work of the second floor. He has to have the Sangha game or something.
Yes, because actually Vatudesana, the Sangha has to declare the ground.
Ground only.
The ground is valid. Mm-hmm. After that, the ground is declared as valid, you can build as many floors you like.
就是说那个地，对，那个外面那个地是可以的哈，然后你上面粘上去，他是这么说的。哦，怎么形状也无所谓，你里面专就是洗心贯畅的，只要在这个范围之内都可以。嗯，so he said that after the ground is after the ground is declared valid, then any shape you can take your round triangles or whatever shape you can take, but within the range of this ground, whatever shape you can take.
Yeah, you can take whatever shape, but you don't exceed the measurements.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because there is the ground has been declared, but now if you make a new kuti, uh-huh, you don't exceed the measurements.
Uh-huh.
That is the only condition.
Uh-huh.
If you exceed, of course, the sangha, this is for the measurements.
Uh-huh.
Every kuti which exceeds is sangha, this is. First floor sangha this is, second floor sangha this is.
Okay.
那这是那个尺寸如果超的话，你那个。完成。不是，比方说你那个十二十三，你超了十三，然后你造了一层，然后造两层，造三层。那就是一个两个三层。对对对对对对。你使坏了，你就是被。对对对，所以就无限界嘛，你使坏了，你这是无限，但是得犯界。那我想。对。你想说什么？
这种情况如果是建什么空中花园啊，或者是那个什么，空中浴池是否合适？ So he is asking that, how about lofty garden, the lofty pool on the higher floors of the
lofty,
lofty garden, and lofty pool,
and lofty floor.
Yes, floor. For and also it's not normally floor. He does not want to build a kuriya for residence, for gardens and pools, these kind of things. He wants to build his.
Not for residence.
Yes, not for. No. He For example, the first floor is for residence, and the second floor is a garden, and third floor is a pool.
A pool?
Yes, a swimming pool, let's say, for example. So is that allowable, he's asking?
Yeah, if it is not for residence, yes, it's allowed.
他如果不是为了居住的话是可以。
Yes, very, very big plants, no? Very big plants. Have you become a bhikkhu?
So he's asking, is this suitable for a bhikkhu?
Suitable? Mm. Not suitable.
Not suitable. Huh? He's asking, is this kind of plant suitable for a bhikkhu? So he's asking.
No, if you reside, for example, in the city which air pollution, you can pick the garden over your floor, second floor, so you can have more oxygen, because in the night these plants produce oxygen. But usually you don't do it just for flowers and cultivating flowers. It is not suitable for months.
第二层，第一层不犯，第二层犯了。
So he's asking like this. I'll draw a picture. So now he said this kuti is allowable because when he built this kuti here, he actually invited the sangha, and the measurement is also fine. So, but then this bhikkhu started building walls between these pillars. So finally, after all the walls are closed, it becomes another floor. So he's asking that on such occasion, is it necessary to invite the sangha again to do this bhaktodism?
No, it is not necessary. Because now the sangha's purpose, it is actually to see the ground. No? Mm-hmm. And they make declaration the ground, that ground is valid. Mm-hmm. Upon that ground, you can build anything you like. Okay, because the ground is basically valid. Or you will make ankuti, two kuti, three kuti, you can build any one. The same way now, after the ground is declared valid, you can make different kutis and so forth within this area which is already declared by the sangha. But you can't accept, go to another place, make another kuti.
So it's not even necessary to inform the sangha again?
No.
Okay. 没问题,
but one should not exceed the measurements. Because by combining this, maybe the measurements exceed.
Ah, yes.
In that case, if he exceeds the measurements, he falls to unsubmitted.
第二次他把下面那个风的时候，它是按照那个风，其实已经是大过尺寸，那个就会。对对对。Okay, now go to the next one, which is easy. Maybe the most easy rule, most easy.
下面讲下一条线，很简单一条线，可能是最简单的一条。
Because the difference between this kutikara, means making a kuti for oneself, viharakara, with a sponsor, it is only that one should not exceed the measurements. One does not need, the measurements are not given. One can make it as large as one's legs. But he should invite the Sangha to clear the ground. Only that condition applies. The condition of exceeding the measurement, any limit of measurement is not given.
然后第七条呢，那个三个应该和第六条唯一的区别就是说他那个没有任何尺寸限制，因为这个是有事主的，但是其他条件还是要满足。比方说那个。 无难处有行处，还有要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要信要
bhikkhuti without any limits. Mm-hmm. But in order to do so, I'm sure they have a sponsor. And then the sponsor has to decide actually the measurements. Or if the sponsor invites Bande, what is the size of kuti you like to build you? So then the monk can even tell, it's called big measurements, give big measurements for the kuti, for the design. The monk can design it and the daiga can build it.
这种这里边说这个大的布地，就是说它这个大，就是比跟那种自己喜修的比，因为它是有施主性嘛，所以说它是为大的，但是实际这个尺寸呢，应该是一个施主来定的，或者说是那施主也给你个邀请，说那个车是那尊者，你可以自己决定这个布地尺寸，那你就可以自己决定。All right,
therefore now if a big daika comes to a bhikkhu and tells one day, I would like you to build a kuti. So, in that case now, the monk can accept. And the daika maybe has to decide what measurements is called. If he makes a big kuti, there is no problem. But the thing is that the monk has to tell the sangha, has to ask the sangha to come, it's called, to supervise the ground, what is suitable, what is dangerous in that place. So that is the only condition. And then he can tell the daika, okay, now the ground is clear, you can build the kuti here in this area and so on. And the daika can give all the construction workers and bulldozers and everything and so forth to clear the ground. And the monk can be just passive and do nothing. Except, as I told, just to invite the sangha to supervise the ground and declare it is valid.
然后这样情况下，就比方说一个施主，可能过来跟一个比库说，孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙孙
我说我那个已经指定这块地，然后那个尺寸按照你说那个尺寸造也可以了。然后这个事主可以邀请工人，然后还有那个包工头，然后这个笔会就不需要做任何事情了。
So then, okay, the rest is like the Putikara Sikabada, number Sangha, this is number 6.
This is number 7.
The rest is like number 6.
Oh, okay, sorry. 然后下方面那个就跟那个第六条第六条上面那个那个学说是前面那个无主自己见过的那个那个学说是一样的。Okay.
This is easy to do, no? Then no questions, no?
那关于这件事有什么问题吗？我怎么讨论不出来？这条界的我的概念啊，这条界的唯一区别就是尺寸有生产的定嘛。这条界没有任何尺寸的，尺寸是由你施主来定的，施主。你没听懂，施主说，我给你做一个24张手、17张手宽的一个固定。
对啊，可以啊。
他说可以，但是你要请，现在过去看，现在说哦，这个地太大，不可以，他就直接拒绝你。尺寸应该是有生产的定吧，按照这个。
概念，他说：“哎，你只能建一半，或者我你要是地太大了，不能给你，我给你建一个尺寸，如果施主同意就建。这不尺寸是？只要是有难处，无形，只要是有难处，无形处，你为什么要拒绝那个就是说生个地当？那那那除非有自然条件限制，我可以帮你问一下。”So he's asking that, if the dike suggested once maintain measurement, but then while the sangha is doing vajradhisana, they say that this measurement is too large, so we want another measurement, a smaller measurement. So on such occasion, does the sangha has the right to change the measurement offered by the dike?
They have not the right, except if the place is dangerous, to expand the measurements. Mm-hmm. Because if they expand, there are dangerous, a cliff, for example. Mm-hmm. Or the ground is very, as called, it is a landslide. Landslide can occur.
Okay.
Because they investigate, if you exceed, then the soil is so very soft, mm-hmm. can fall from the mountain, for
yes,
example.
Yes, yes.
So the Sangha tells, don't do that. Mm-hmm. You don't exceed the measurement. Mm-hmm. That is the only right the Sangha has to tell, because they have to, you know, to make the ground valid, to declare it's valid.
他说如果有特别危险的情况，比方说他如果按照他那个尺寸的话，那个那个谷底可能就悬崖上了，或者说那个地方，他如果过了那个尺寸之后，他那个土特别松，很容易导致滑坡。这种危险情况下，斯坦可以拒绝那个尺寸，但是除此之外，斯坦是没有那个权利。
在一个很广阔的地方，生产的地方，是。
没有这些危险，
尺寸多少大，他是没有拒绝。
他没有拒绝权利。没有权利。对他没有权利拒绝张老师，没有权利拒绝。哦，就是说施主说的算。对，但是只是说他是不是危险情况，有危险，施主不知道有这个危险。
我说，
对，
铁出这些东西。
对。另一个感兴趣就是能说明对于就是怎样来建僧人，他是由在家种。 他们有个团体，然后把那个菩提全部建好以后，说，再到僧团进行，说，安利我们造的这些菩提都供养给僧团，还是其他的一种运作的方式
？So he's asking how this now in the Buddhists are done, how this now in the Buddhists. So is it like this? There is a Dai committee, Dai committee. So they build all the Buddhists. And after they build this Buddha, they invite the Sangha, said, and then. Now we offer this kutis to the third sangha. Is the whole procedure like that?
No, because if the kuti is intended for the sangha, mm-hmm. with sino, mm-hmm. it is not necessary to make vatu desana and not necessary to make measurements.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it is intended, now these two kutis are intended for private, mm-hmm. for personal usage.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's then for the Sangha, mm-hmm. there's no any conditions according to these rules.
Mm-hmm. So he's asking,
here they never make Vatudesa, if it is for the Sangha.
Because all the Kuris here are for the Sangha.
Not all Kuti, some they can be private. I know some people who come and they build their own private Kutis.
Uh-huh.
So then...
On that occasion they had to do Vatudesa.
So then, yes, private is Vatudesa, uh-huh. For private Kuti. Uh-huh.
而是大部分僧团是为僧团建的，然后为如果是为僧团建这种孤立的话，你没有去没有任何持僧建筑，然后也不需要有让你僧团进行那个这个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 离开了这段时间，我不想让我的故地给人住，他有自己的这种处置权吗？对僧团要求说，因为所有有可能所有的那个故地都归僧团管，这样子，他有可以这样发出要求吗？
So he's asking like this. So for example, if a kuti is built for private purpose, but then that resident bhikkhu is absent for a while, so he has to hand over this kuti to the sangha by trust, and because while he was absent, he has to hand over this kuti to the sangha management for trust. So he's asking that, then, can he request the Sangha, I am absent, please don't let any other monk reciting this kuti. Is that allowed? Is that possible?
Means, when to make this request after the kuti has been declared, or the ground has been declared valid?
Yeah, declared and the kuti is already done.
Yeah.
So he has to be absent for a while.
Yes, of course, he can do it. It is his kuti, no?
Uh-huh.
It is his kuti. Therefore, no, the Sangha actually has not the right to put anybody else there if he doesn't take permission from that man.
He said, Sangha, if he doesn't have his kuti, he can't go inside. Because this kuti is for him.
There is another situation I want to ask. 如果一个比库到他一个僧团以后，他自己没有故地，但是僧团给他分配那个故地，他只能拥有一个，还是可以拥有两间的，或者是更多的？
僧团也分配故地。
分配。
So he's asking that if a bhikkhu he does not have his own kuti, but his kuti is assigned by the sangha. So is it possible that two or more kutis are assigned to him? Is it possible?
Assigned by the Sangha means to him.
Yes,
assigned
to him
by the Sangha.
Yes, by the Sangha. Possible, no? I think possible. Even here it is done.
So then if there is some serious reason, or if you would say he needs, for example, but it's not assigned, means the Sangha has the right all at any time to put him out. It's called to...
Attribute. Attribute that kuti to him temporarily. That's it.
Yes, temporarily, yes, but it's not for long term usage, no?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to define the limit, how long you want to stay, use this kuti for, how long? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and so on. Okay, they agree. Not the Sangha, but even the chief monk, he agrees.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not necessary to invite the whole Sangha. So then even the abbot, he can remind the abbot. If the abbot gives the permission, he can stay in two kutis because...
What is it, abbot?
Abbot.
Abbot,
the chief monk.
Okay.
If he gives the permission and so forth, he can stay. Now in myself, now I have the other kuti, no? Then I...
Okay.
So it is Migodabani told me I can stay downstairs. So then I'm staying in my kuti, going in the morning in my kuti. So then... Which is also Sangika, because I made it Sangika. I told her it's not necessary. So then, and this kuti is also Sangika for guests. Usually, it is reserved for 3 days for guests. You can stay more than 3 days, but because Bigoda told me, so then I can stay. So then the other monks who make the duties, they give the keys. So therefore, now, but this is called a limit. We put the limit up to March, end of March, like that, I can stay. Then I have to give it up.
So how about without limits? You cannot do that without limits?
Of course. I don't know whether the Abbot will agree.
Uh-huh. Because even the Abbot himself, he can have more qualities, no?
He can have, but it depends on the... yes, if they agree. Uh-huh. If there is some agreement, so what? Okay.
Okay.但是治安的主持是可以，对，没什么问题。现在因为没什么问题，但是一般来说，他的情况是有点有限制，就是他三天一两固定，就他自己固定一两。然后那个就不用给我们上课，他就天天晚上就不能不固定，然后早晨他也会回到自己固定，这样。但是一般情况下有限制，但是即使如果是说住持许可的话，没有时间限制也是可以。
It's not necessary to ask the Sangha, you do. Okay, we'll go to the next rule. Now, this is about accusing. Mm-hmm. Accusing a monk, another bhikkhu, that he has committed a parajika offense. Mm-hmm. And this accusation, it is ungrounded. Mm-hmm. This is the topic of this rule. And this accusation should aim of having him disrupt. Mm-hmm. This is the purpose, mm-hmm. to accuse him. Not because there is any evidence mm-hmm. that he is falling to parajika. Mm-hmm. The purpose is just to accuse him and to make him disrupt. Mm-hmm. To accuse him of parajika and make him disrupt. Mm-hmm.
然后下面这条戒，这二戒呢，它是指那个没有根据的指控。 另一个比库犯了巴拉西嘎，然后这个目的是在还俗，而不是说因为你有什么证据，他不是因为你有什么确实他犯了巴拉西嘎的证据。Yeah,
there are certain terms we have to explain.
下面有几个术语我没有进行解释。And
we are going to follow what Kangavacharani says. Now, the terms are dutto doso. Dutto means a monk who is with corrupted mind. Doso, who has hate, a hateful mind. Therefore, now we must know that what makes a monk act like that, it is that he is corrupted and hateful mind.
然后这个地方恶称，大家要解释第一个词，恶称大家可以看那个疑惑读的第73页。然后恶称是指他那个心已经被染污了，那个而且他是被嗔恚所染污。And
he wants by that anger, by that hate, to destroy another bhikkhu from his monkhood by blaming him, accusing him that he has fallen parajika.
然后，因为他升起这种嗔恨心，他企图染污破坏他人，不奉给他人，然后通过指控他犯了巴拉西嘎这种形式来实现。Okay,
now it is. Apatito means completely displeased, completely. Displeased with the other monk. That's why he wants to chase him away from livelihood, from monkhood. Drive him away.
这个地方是那个不喜，就是说对另外一个不欢喜，因此希望把他那个不让他还俗。
And the next term is amulaka, means ungrounded, on the aspect that he has not seen, he has not heard, he has not suspected that the monk is parajika, but he invents a story, and tries to accuse him that this monk has fallen parajika.
然后这个地方呢，以无根的，就是说这个指控别人犯巴拉提卡的人，他自己没有看见，没有听到，也不怀疑别人犯了巴拉提卡，但是他自己捏造了一个故事，说别人犯巴拉提卡。
Therefore, because seeing, hearing, suspecting are absent, there is no evidence. Therefore, it's called amula. It is no unground
这个地方因为他没有就是像一户多说的时候没有直接称为见闻疑的根，所以说他称为无根。
And that bhikkhu who has been accused, he might have even fallen into offense. Even fallen into offense, it's called. But the bhikkhu who accused him, he has no evidence for that. So then.In that case also, that bhikkhu can fall into Sangha disease by accusing him.
而且是你那个是那，你说你要指控那个人，他确实犯了巴拉提卡，但是作为你自己来讲，你自己没有任何根据，也没有任何证据，然后让这样的话，你去指控他也有可能犯Sangha disease。
Now here, not seen means.With one's own eyes, he has not seen it. Or with divine eye, with psychic power, he has not seen it.
这个地方是未曾看见，甚至未曾用自己的肉眼或者天眼看见。Okay.
And the same now, asuta means he has not heard. That's called anything. He has not even heard others telling anything against him that he has found the paralytic.
这个地方未曾听闻，就是那个，没有由自己肉耳或者天耳去听到。
So unsuspected means he has not suspect himself, or he has not heard for somebody that he is suspecting that this monk is from Upara.
未曾怀疑，就是未曾由自己或者他人那个所见闻觉知。为根据而已，但是你自己的心这样怀疑。
Anudan say it is like chodedi, chodapet means it is accusation, and if he accuses him, that means tata vatu sandasana apati sandasana sandvasa apati.Pati kepo samiti pati yon sankepo to chata sotrodha. Okay, now, and there are four kinds of accusations.
然后那个责难，也就是我刚才说指控，那个就是有四种责难的方式。那个在以后的第七十四页，指出罪，拒绝攻击。
So then, let me see, and he accuses him with the offense, with the parajika offense, on kind, sanvasa patikepo, and he rejects this monk to have a sanvasa, as called with the monks, as called, therefore now he can directly mention that this monk has fallen to parajika offense. This is one accusation, direct accusation. Sanvasa means,He tell him that this monk is asanvasa. He is not competent to be with monks. Rejecting his sanvasa. Samichi patikepo. And he should not be honored. Okay? He should not be honored sipiku. Samichi patikepo. Sankepatu. Avatu sandasa. Avatu it is...The object of the effort. Excuse me. Number one is Vatu Sandasana. By telling the object of the offense, that monk has fallen. Like, for example, he has committed theft, and he has killed a human, or he has engaged in sexual intercourse. Therefore, this is the object. By accusing him of the object, and then second is by accusing him with a parajika offense. And the third is accusing him that he is asanvasa.Not competent to live with monks. And the fourth is by telling that he is not deserves to get honor as a bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
So then, these are four kinds of possessions.
然后这个地震的四种指数方式，比方说是，地震指数罪是，就比方说你犯了什么事儿，比方说你曾经偷窃，你曾经杀人，你曾经妄杀杀人了，这都属于指数罪，然后指数罪就是说你犯了，指数罪的意思就是说你犯了巴拉西加，或者你犯那个你犯了三大第三大，这个叫指数罪。然后拒绝共住的意思就是说你说你这个人不适合跟其他比丘共住。
So now, this can be done. He himself accuses, or he tells somebody to accuse. Vanta samasana tuan metuna dhamana na yana. Appati dhamana tuan metuna samapati na pa. Ah. That means, you know, here it is the slight different explanation. No? Appati sandasana. Vatu sandasana is okay. Mm-hmm. How to accuse him by showing the, it's called, that he has fallen to the object, no?
Mm-hmm.
That he has fallen into, you have engaged in sexual intercourse. Okay, that is Vatu Sandasana. We can explain that. But Apati Sandasana is Tuan Metuna Samapati. Apano. You have Samapati means intercourse. That's called
Samapati has also the meaning of intercourse.
Apati is not offense, it is intercourse.
Samapati, not Apati. Samapati.
Yes, Apati means Samapati, not Parajika Apati. Okay, you can explain this according to Kankavati. Maybe also.
To Metuna Dhamma Apati. Apati.
Metuna Apati.
Metuna Dhamma Apati. Metuna
Dhamma Apati. Dhamma Apati. Dhamma Apati.
No, Metuna Dhamma Apati.
Okay, you have fallen to offense
of?
Because of sexual intercourse. All right. So now, if he tells the next Sanvasapati Kepodis accusing him that he is rejecting his sanvasa,
mm-hmm.
that you can't, we can't, as called, not suitable for you to make upasata with us,
mm-hmm.
upavarna or sangakama,
mm-hmm.
By telling such words to him.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kangavatin tells here, up to now, it does not come to the point of sangatisesa.
Mm-hmm.
But if he combines this with, that you are asamana,
mm-hmm.
With this kind of words, or asakya putya, like that, then it comes to the point of sangha disease.
So asamana, asakya putya means the synonyms of.
Yes, yeah, synonyms. Asamana, okay. Adini, adihino, adihi, etc.
Okay. 他说那个这个地藏想拒绝公主，就是说那个他去跟那个是那个跟那个比丘说，跟他要指控那个比丘说，我不跟你一块走，我不跟他，不跟你一块儿那个自子，不跟你一块儿走，三藏干嘛？但他如果仅仅这么说，还不犯三藏第三，但是他如果跟那个他如果在后面加上去，你不是沙门，你不是世子，这样的话的话，那就犯了三藏第三，因为你那个你不是沙门，你不是世子，这个话其实你犯了巴拉西干那个同义语，所以这样的话就是犯了三藏第三。
Samiti Patikeva means Abhivajana Anjali Samiti Kama. And Samiti Patikeva means to reject his honor.
Mm-hmm.
Is tell him like you don't deserve that Atapank should worship you,
mm-hmm.
or welcome you, mm-hmm. or make Anjali to you, or make Anna any bring you a fan
mm-hmm.
like that for. So any service, that he should not make any service to you. Okay.
But you can continue. If I can finish this, then I can translate.
But up to now, it's called, there is no...
Somebody says.
It is not an accusation, and then the offense does not, as called, and they, it does not fall into a Sangha decision. But if he combines with asamana, with the words like asamana, because you are asamana, that's why you should, you are not deserving that. That is the time when this combination can involve Sangha decision.
Therefore
now a bhikkhu who stays to
Proximity,
vicinity. So the close to another bhikkhu who wants to accuse him and tells him that you have committed, as called, you have engaged in sexual intercourse. Okay. He directly as called accusing him of parajika, and then he can fall into sangha disesa. But if he tells only that. Let me see. Where was that? But if he tells you are asamana, and he used his hand, or as called, or his words, and so forth, or he used another person to accuse him. So in that case now, this is a kind of accusation. The accusation, it is valid, means it can be regarded as accusation. So therefore, and the wish behind that, it is to make him fall from the brahmacharya, from the holy life. Now, except this kind of accusation, any other accusation he makes to other people is called. Are not included here.
For example, now, for if he accuses him because he wants to
insult. Insult.
He wants to exclude him from the opposite.
Exclude.
You are not deserving to come to the opposite, for example. Accusing him. So like that. Or you're not going to, you're not deserving to come for Pavarana. And, so then, you are not deserving to be, to come to the, for Dhamma talk. Something like that. All these are, this kind of accusations, are not included in this.
张元给大家解释其他几种被开除的目的，比方说这个地方所谓的那个遮污散他的目的和遮自私的目的。遮污散他的目的就是说不让那个这个目的，你就是说你指控他的，你指控他的目的是为了不让三阳播散他。遮自私的目的就是遮自私的目的，意思就是说你之所以指控他是为了不让三阳自私。然后说法的目的是为了不让那个，就是说你之所以指控他是为了不让他说法。啊，这些目的都是不断散散，就是散散只有那种那个为目的是让他使得从犯行退度，就是这个散散。
But there is one another crucial condition here, how to judge whether he falls Sangha disciples or not. He should admit it that he has done it according to this kind of intention. If he does not admit, as called, we can't accuse him as Sangha disciples. So therefore it's called Samanukahiya Manava, or he is interrogated, or not only interrogated, if he himself admits it, as called, because he is pressurized, or not pressurized, to admit, he admits it, that he has done with his purpose, his Sangha disciples.
And then, 就是说你所提出这个指控是无根的。只要你做出承认之后，才能认定你犯了三个罪当。
To admit this, it is just to tell that, yes, I have told a lie, I told empty words, there is nothing there, substantial, there is nothing ground for that.
就是说那个，这个就是那个《伊库鲁特》里面那个第75页最后一个赞，就是那个，在说这是他是那个，他承认，我所说的是虚无的。但你说这个之后呢，实际上你在那个，当你说这个就可以确认你当时在诽谤时就已经犯了那个三个戒了。
So the form of the Sangha Disesa is to be judged according to the time of accusation. At the moment of accusation, it is Sangha Disesa.
This I have explained to
you. Alright, that is. In that case now, the story, it is I think regarding Dabha Malaputta, no?
Yes, Dabha Malaputta.
Dabha Malaputta. So then,
so they can read, I think.
You can read the story.
Yes, yes.
Now, if it's for easy for you because you have the translation, I have only the Pali in front of me. Because I have to make the translation.
Yes.
Instant translations.
That's why you're slow and I'm fast. No? Sometimes you're saying I'm too fast.
Because we have no English translation here.
张老师他速度有点慢，因为就是这个伊霍多托其实他直接照巴黎讲的，就是因为伊霍多托没有英译本，他直接照巴黎讲，所以他会要说巴黎，然后想成英文翻译会慢一点，大家可能直接看翻译会快一些。So you ask them to read the story.
So then, if they know the story, I can tell the story, how it happened. But if you like, you can explain the story because it's called. But it's a long story. It's not.
So I will just—is there anything that they don't understand about the story? If I will just ask them a question. That if they have any question,
they can ask him. If they already read the story. They know the story.
大家看了那个第八章三章的故事已经看了，还没看。还有有些已经看了，就是第八章三章故事已经看了。你看了？好像看了。看过，他看过，我觉得。你看了没？看了。
你看，
So only he didn't read it. All the others have read, I think.
但是之前那个马伊纳宗的那个他讲的那个故事，我自己没看，听别人讲的。
He said he didn't read the original text, but he knows the story. He said he didn't read the text, but the others they have read the text.
So okay, then in that case we go, no? Proceed. All right, you can go to the 17 ways of analyzing these rules. This rule.
这样的话，我们就看的是17要素分析表。
Now, it is about. They accused Dabbamana Buddha, no?
Yes, Dabbamana Buddha.
The second order, the other paradigm, the other Sangadhi,
yes,
is Dabbamana Buddha.
Yes, the accuser is the same, Mithi and Bhumachakra.
Okay. But in this, it does not say.
In which conservatory you are?
In this 70 ways of analysis, it doesn't say. It says about Metteya Bhumanjak.
I have corrected this translation, I think.
All right. Now, the Nidana, the city was Rajagaha. Mm-hmm. And the monks who did so were the followers of Metteya Bhumanjak, means. There's a group, Metteya Bhumanjak, the leaders of the, two leaders of the group of six monks.
Now,
this is the first time we come to know the group of six months. The first time, from the Vinaya point of view, how this happened and so forth, it is our first encounter to know who this group of six monks were. They will come very often in the rules. Therefore, as I told you, almost 70% or 80% of the rules have been laid down because of these monks. That is a group of six monks. So then, okay, the vatu, the object is unfound accusation of paradigma. And the sadharana panyati is called the common with bhikkhunis. We have not anupanyati here directly, no other formulations. And it can be sanatika, means one can don't tell directly oneself, but tell another bhikkhu, another person, in another samanera, to go and accuse. The monk one wants to intend to accuse.
然后这样而且命令者就是他不一定是自己指控，他可以命令其他人去指控。
And we have two offenses, Sangati Sesa and Dukkata. There is no Tulacharya.
这条戒是可以只有两个罪，三个地三个地在恶作，没有那个出罪。
So now the an example is that a bhikkhu who wants to accuse another monk, he does not tell him one day, giving him permission, I want to, what's called, to tell you about an offense, I want to tell you something, without getting the permission. So, he wants to accuse, is it dukkata by accusing like that? It's dukkata without taking the permission, okay? Without telling, giving the permission to talk, is dukkata. And then after he accuses him, and that monk in that moment knows, okay, that he accuses me, by every word he uses it, it is sangati sesa, and on dukkata because of not taking the permission to talk to him.
这个就是说对已经达成的清净比丘或者不清净比丘，一巴拉金刚来责难他，然后你明明知道他那个他被他被背叛犯戒，然后你的目的是他发俗，然后这个事如果你跟他如果你就要在指控的时间，你在当面指控的时间你给他去求许可，说那个尊者那个请请请请请允许我跟你说一件事。 如果你没有去求这个许可的话，然后你就直接指控他，说那个说你犯了三个地铁他，然后对方那个立刻立刻立刻立刻立刻立刻立刻有理解了，那这样的话你没指责一次，就是犯那个一次那个一个三个地铁他加一个恶作，然后这个恶作是因为你没取得许可，然后如果说你取得许可然后再指控他的话，那就只犯三个地铁他。
So if we want to tell a monk something, to accuse him, to blame him for something, we usually have to take permission from him. Tell him, permit me, I want to tell you something.
So if,
if we don't do like that, so we fall into dukkha offense.
So if we want to Not only regarding Parajika, not only regarding Sangati Sesa,
not only regarding Parajika, not only regarding Sangati Sesa, any offense you want to accuse a monk, if you don't take permission to talk, we fall into dukkha.
然后这种指控不一定是关于巴拉吉卡，也不一定是关于桑格迪塔。就是说你对一个比库要做任何的责难，你都应该求许可。如果不求的许可，那个犯恶作。No,
accusing is one thing, but advising is also another thing. Usually, even if you want to advise a monk, it is better to take permission to advise him because some monks they get angry.
不仅仅是这样，有时候你要给一个比库提建议的时候，也是最好要求得许可，因为如果你不求得许可的话，有些比库可能会愤怒生气。So
then, now in this case, if the bhikkhu who accuses, he takes a permission, and then accuses unfounded, with unfounded, it's called parajika, then he falls not in dukkata, but he falls only sangati sesa.
Okay, this I explained just now.
You explained?
Just now.
Okay. Together with that. So, even if that bhikkhu who accuses uses his own hands to convey the message and the other bhikkhu understands it, again, is a way how to fall into sangati sesa.
如果只是通过语言，而是通过手势来进行责难的话，那也是一样，一样会犯三个地铁。If
he accuses him when that bhikkhu is absent,
as called, it's not sangha. 如果你不是当面责任的话，那也不犯三个地铁。
So then, if the bhikkhu stays close to the bhikkhu he wants to accuse, but he himself does not accuse him, he tells another bhikkhu to go and accuse him. So then, again, Sangha disciples.
比如说这个指控者在他指控附近那个去那这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
you doing this. Mm-hmm. I've heard that you are doing this. Mm-hmm. He also holds Sangha disease by doing this.
如果那个被命的人，他在被三明那些指控的人，他那个他是他也这样说，我也曾经看见那个，或者是曾经听见，或者是曾经就觉得你犯戒。那这个被命的人，他也犯三明那些。If
he wants to accuse him of akosa, akosa means is pachitya.
Misoti.
Upanabiku. What is the pachitya offense? There is one other.
Yeah, pachitya.
With the pachitya offense.
Yes.
Okay. One wants to accuse him with the pachitya offense. Mm-hmm. So then, in that case, without taking the permission, mm-hmm. he falls into pachitya mm-hmm. and also into dukkha offense.
他说如果你指控只是为了怒骂的目的的话，然后那个你如果你已经求得许可，那只犯八吉利亚；如果说有没有求得许可，然后为了怒骂的目的指控的话，那犯一个八吉利亚就像一个恶作。
If he takes the permission and accuses him just plainly, as called with unfounded pachitya offense, then he's only pachitya. Kama dipaya is called asamuka. Satamidambi kama karuna sadhuka. What is that? Kama dipaya is with the intention of
excluding him from the karma.
From vinaya karma, no?
Yes.
Okay.
然后，如果是为了干嘛的目的，就是说那个在举行干嘛事把他排除出去，然后以这种目的指控他的话，只犯恶作。 So let me check.
So let me see. What is this? Kamadipaya asamukha.
Not present. Not in the presence.
Asamukha. Satavidam pikaritva vadantas. No. Not just karantas. Means once this karma is done, it becomes
karantas.
Karanta means this vinaya karma.
For him, he is doing.
Doing what? Do the vinaya karma or?
Imagine vinaya karma. What is called who are doing while doing the vinaya karma?
While doing the vinaya karma, no.
Kaya dipayena is dukkata. Asamukha satavidambi kama karodasa is dukkata. Not in the presence.
Yes, I mean. So, what incurs this dukkata? By excluding him or by conveying this?
To accuse him.
Okay.
To accuse him with the intention that he you should not participate in this vinaya karma, for example.
Okay.
So then it's dukkata offense.
那我刚才翻译没有问题，就是说他是为了那个以把这个人派出去干嘛的目的来指控他，马来西亚话那这样呢犯恶作。But
it's unfounded accusation. Most of them are unfounded accusations. Okay. Uttana divayana idanaman apatina pono utampati uravadanas. Uttana divayana means yes, if you accuse him, let me see. Alright. It's not necessary to take permission, okay? If one has the intention to advise him, to advise him. Now, you have fallen into this offense. Now you amend, make amends for that, or confess it. So one does not need to make, take permission to tell like that.
And also to exclude him from the
opposite. Yeah, to exclude him from the opposite, from the pavarna, is not necessary to take permission from him.
Okay. 他说那个什么，以下三种情况不需要提起请求许可。第一是为了让他那个，纯粹就是说你犯罪，请你忏悔。那这个时候的话，那个是不需要给他请求许可，或者是相对排除出那个乌巴萨他，或者把他排除出那个资质的话，这个事儿也不需要请求许可。
You can read the others, the other occasions which are, he does not need to take permission. You can.
Yes, to inquire.
So then, you can read Dhamma Katika.
然后那个还有两种情况也是不需要那个请求许可的，就比如说你在检问他，就是问他是不是发生这么一件事，如果你是在追这种询问检问的目的的话。 这个也不需要请求许可，然后你在说法的时候，给那个开始的时候，你没有指定什么什么对象，你只是说，如果说那个行了淫欲法，这个人就不是，如果一个人行了淫欲法，这个人就不是上人，你们并没有说谁谁谁行了淫欲法，那在这种情况下也不需要去求任何许可。
Niyame twa asukujana mukateti. Ah, right, there is anapati. Let me see. It's not very clear what is this now. Tutados, sila vivati. Pasama de piku.
Are you reading about the factors or something?
Yes, the factors are... go to the factors, you mean?
What are you reading now? The factors or something?
Satchipana odisana yuvantifana sukocha sakana sukocha. Asana to urohika. He steps down of the asana and he confesses.
Okay, this part.
It's called Gantabana. Maybe it's a full stop is wrong, I don't know. This is not very clear. You can, what is the translation of that? Satchipana Odisani Yodivaja. If he goes down of the asana and confesses the offense?
No.
The
translation said that if he specified the person, but he said such and such a person. Such and such person is not a samana, and it's not a upasaka. But after he left his seat and confessed his offense, then he can leave.
But what is this? It is not clear, no?
Not clear also. The translation, even the translation is not very clear.
Yeah.
Is there some...
Maybe it's anapati. I don't know. What
anapati.
Odisaniyama, he specifies.
Yes, specifies.
Who is this person?
Who is this person?
He specifies who the person is.
Yes, who the person is, okay.
And then he gets down of the seat and he confesses and he should go. He can go. What this I can't say is how this passage came in and you just leave it.
Okay, I can check the Sutta Vibhanga. Maybe there's some information there.
Okay. Vata Kadina Rāpati Sīla Vibhanga. Okay. But now anapati is no apati. Anapati means When he accuses poor, the accused thinks he is impure, Kyagyuji. So the accused is pure, and the accuser thinks he is impure and accuses him. Alright. There are no offenses. But here there are no offenses? Well, there are no offenses? And then?
No offenses. He's missing.
He's missing. Kanga Vidya is missing, no?
It's only insane. That,
huh?
Insanity, he said.
Yeah, he's only insanity.
Insanity.
Okay, you can read the no offenses, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If he accuses a monk who is pure.
Mm-hmm. No, these are not offenses. This is.
From Vinaya, Vinaya notes.
From Vinaya notes.
That is also okay. If he accuses a monk who is pure, but not with intention to make him fall from the monkhood.
Mm-hmm.
No, because of wrong perception.
Okay.
Because of wrong perception, mm-hmm. it's no offense.
Okay, let me check. 这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样
one might be free of offense. If one is sincere, for example, one thinks this monk has fallen to paradigma, he has wrong perception, because misconception. And then he accuses him, not because he wants to drive him away from monkhood, just to tell the Sangha members, look, this is a paradigma, he can't come together with us in the posada.
这有点逃脱，就比如说如果说你指控他是因为错误的行为，就是比如说你确实认为他是犯了巴拉基冈的话，那这种是不犯的，三比方说你认为他这个人犯了罪，然后应该把他排除去乌波萨他或者其他什么伽马的话，这正是你正想要指控的，那是不犯他的意思。
So and then the thing is, the other thing is that if he the accused monk is already parajika, and one really knows it and accuses him, then he gains no sangha visit.
然后如果说对象他已经犯了巴拉基冈的人，然后你确实知道他已经犯了巴拉基冈，那你是诚实的说，那也没有那个犯罪的倾向。Okay,
now we'll see what are the, I don't know, because now time, 10 o'clock has passed. Okay, shall we study this tomorrow?
You mean the next?
Tomorrow we'll continue tomorrow because now the time is past.
然后现在时间已经过了，我们明天继续讲这些好吧？好。OK。他刚刚他中间停了一段，因为那个医护的说他那有点翻译，就是那个不太清楚，然后那个巴黎语也比较难，所以说他可能认真琢磨那个翻译，就是那个什么那个下座离开那段，那段那个翻译是比较难的，他看那段。
Okay, so then. Sadhu, 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 s